glory to God. This is a wonderful, wonderful night, isn't it? Mind if I bring you some good news tonight? Can anybody use any good news? We can always use some good news, can't we? Even though some of us have gone through some trials, tribulations, some difficulties in life, even though some of us are faced sometimes with calamities and problems and concerns, and some of us from time to time do not feel loved and accepted and approved of. But I bring you good news this night because Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Lord, who is nothing but unconditional love, was sent from heaven to earth. God so loved all of us that he sent his one and only Son so that whoever we are, wherever we are, whatever we're going through, we can have a full life and eternal life as well. And so as the shepherds were out in the fields, in Luke chapter 2, it says some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. Everyone. That would mean you, me, us, the entire world, everyone, everyone has good news this night. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David, as it was prophesied in the book of Micah. Where would the Messiah be born? The Pharisees asked in Matthew chapter 2, in Bethlehem. And so it was that Jesus fulfilled not only that one prophecy, but he fulfilled 116 prophecies that came forth in the Old Testament. And God saw at one time that people needed a Savior. They needed someone who could save them from this life and its existence, someone who could guide and direct, someone who could show an example of what unconditional love is. And so Jesus came to this earth to bring us everything God is. God is love. God is peace. God is joy. God is everything we need to sustain us. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all. That is exactly what the angels declared when Jesus was born. Peace to all. So this night, no matter what you've gone through today, no matter what you're going to go through tomorrow or the next day or the next day, when you invite Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, into your soul, into every aspect of everything you do, you will have peace. You will have the kind of peace that other people can't quite understand, because problems come to us all. But Jesus, the Savior, the one who God sent to earth to give us peace, not as the world gives us peace. You're not going to find peace tonight under your Christmas tree. You might find some good gifts there. And my partner and I are trying to decide which one I get to open before tomorrow, because tomorrow is actually Christmas Day, I guess. But we do have a tradition that we get to open one gift on Christmas Eve. Because after all, Christmas Eve, this night, is when Jesus came. It was in the evening, you see? And it's the next day that all the other people got to see Jesus, because the shepherds came at night. And so we get to open one gift tonight. So I'm going to give you permission. As a senior pastor of this church, I now declare that everyone in this room and in the sound of my voice, you can open one gift tonight. Am I not the greatest pastor on the planet? Amen. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion about what that gift is. When the shepherds were out in the field and they heard from the angels, they said, "Let's run and see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And they ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was that baby, Jesus Christ, lying in a manger. And then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said about this child. And so the gift I offer you tonight to open is the love of God through Jesus Christ. If you have had some situations in your life where you can't find your way through, your way out, and you need an answer, tonight I want to tell you, just as those shepherds did, you'll find everything you need lying right in that manger. That is Jesus Christ our Lord. So tonight I pray that you will open the gift of everything God has for you. Because Jesus said later on in his ministry that he came to this earth to give us life and give it in its fullest measure. And so when you receive Jesus this night as that special gift you get to open, two things are going to happen. One, you'll find everything that you've been looking for. And two, it will never, ever run out. It'll never, ever leave you or forsake you. And it will be the greatest gift you, in turn, can share with anyone else. And in the book of John, it says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God, and he was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Life itself was in him, and this life gives light to everyone." And what that book of John is speaking of also is Jesus. If you need a light to guide you in the darkness, if you need a light to show you the way through those times in life where you don't know which way to turn, if you need a light to show you how to help someone else, that light is Jesus Christ as well. And so this night, as we always do, we light our candles. And the reason we do that every single year, it's because Jesus is the light of the world. And in Isaiah 9, it said, "The people who were in darkness saw a great light." That light was Jesus. But in turn, Jesus then said to those disciples and all the other people that he ministered to, he said, "I am the light of the world. In me, there is no darkness." But you too, you're the light to guide people home. And so as we light our candles, what it represents is for you to remember that everything you need for your life and all the way into eternity is one God, one source, one light, one Lord, one Messiah, one Savior, the one who gave his very life for you so you could have forgiveness and wholeness, so that you could have peace that the world doesn't know, and so you could have joy unspeakable. And so as we light this candle this night, we are reminded that the light will never go out. The darkness can never extinguish it. That light will live on throughout eternity. And that light, as you light these candles, as we pass the light on, you then too can light this world. We all know that we live in a time where people need more love, more forgiveness, more compassion, more caring, more acceptance, more forgiveness. You be that light. You be that example. Because that's why Christ came to this earth. Even though we were sinners, yet he came at just the right time to save us from our sins. So we've been set free. And you too, I pray this night that you'll be the light in this world and continue to shine brightly. In Jesus' name. Love is designed to be passed on. Never keep it to yourself. It's okay to get up and move around with the light. It's okay to share the light with someone else. It's okay to take the light wherever you go this night and throughout this coming year. It's okay, as the shepherds did, to tell others all about Jesus and his love for us all. Share the light. Take you back for just a second to that place where Mary was holding Jesus in her arms. She wrapped him in cloths because there was no blanket. It was strips of cloth because Jesus and Mary and Joseph were poor. But she wrapped him snugly in it. And that's exactly the way God wraps us, so very snugly in God's arms. And it was a night that was still. It was quiet, except for the angels announcing Jesus' birth to those shepherds. It truly was a quiet, silent night. And Mary, as she looked down at her son, she just wondered, who is this man going to be? Little did she know, he would be the Savior of the world. Sometimes it is in the silence that we can hear God the best. So before we sing our silent night, I offer you the opportunity to just drift back to that time and see the face of Jesus, love on earth, smiling back at you. God sent him for you, for me, for everyone. Happy birthday, Jesus. Yes, let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to this earth to come to us at a time of our greatest need. How we all need, even today, God, a shepherd who will guide us and direct us, protect us, love us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you did to show your love to all humanity. And thank you, God, for all that's yet to be in us. We ask you, God, that we would share this light of your love with all we know and all we meet, not only at this Christmas time, but all the days of our life, Lord. May we continue to spread your love wherever we go and teach everyone about your love, your mercy, your grace, your approval and acceptance for all people. We thank you for it now and give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So you may extinguish this light that you see outside of you right now by putting your hand in front of the flame and just blowing ever so gently. But know this, the light that shines inside of you never go out. Merry Christmas.